شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومرشدنا ومهدينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. در محترم دوستو بزرگو بھائیو ینگسٹرز آلسو ماشاء اللہ از یہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے اس دنیا کو دو چیزوں کا سنگم بنایا ہے، ایک غم اور ایک خوشی. You will find in this dunya the happiness, the life of happiness and life of sadness and sorrow. Do cheez hai Allah ne mix kiye. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka farman hai, narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jab Allah ne Hazrat Adam alaihi salatu wassalam ka putla banaya 40 din usko rakha, Allah kept that body of Adam alaihi salam for 40 days, then he showered the rain of sadness and sorrow upon him for 39 days. And then he descend the rain of happiness just only one day. 39 days Allah ne unki body par gamon ki barish barsai. Gamon ki barish. Aur ek martaba, ek din ke liye, just for one day only, ek din ke liye, khushi ki barish barsai. Malum hota hai, days of sadness is more than the day of happiness. Baat samajh mein aa rahi hai? Gami zyada hai. Amongst them, Allah kept for this ummah 2 days, days of happiness. When Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam traveled and migrated to Madina Munawwara, the hadith is narrated by Imam Abu Dawud Sharif. He mentioned when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrived in Madina Munawwara, he saw they were celebrating 2 days of happiness. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw them, they were dancing and they were singing. Allah ke Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne pucha, ye kya hai? Playing, dancing, singing. What is this? Farmaya, ye hamare khushi ke din hai. These are our happy days. Then Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go and tell my Nabi to inform them, for my ummah, I am giving from my side, there's 2 happy days. One is after Ramadan, one is after the Hajj. It's called Idul Fitr and Idul Adha. These 2 days, the day of happiness is given from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From Allah ta'ala, is din mein tum Allah ke hukam ke mutabik khushi manao. In these days, you can be happy according to the wishes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No dancing, no sing and song. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was living in the house, living his house, on the day of Eid, he used to read that takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. On the way. While he was coming to perform Eid Salah, he was using 2 different ways. Coming time and going time. The many wisdom mentioned behind it. One of the greatest wisdom, that today the day of Eid, on each and every street, on each and every street, me and you cannot see, but the hadith is quoted by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on each and every street, from the Fajr Salah till the time of Eid Salah, the angel are standing at the right side and left side, and they are telling you that you completed the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, meaning the fasting of Ramadan. Today Allah is inviting you, come to the masjid, to come to the place to perform Eid Salah. And Allah ta'ala says, wa izzati wa jalali, the qasam, meri izzat ki, mere jalal ki, mein ulwe shan ki, aaj tu masjid mein aayega, sajda karke wapas jayega, main tere sare gunah ko maaf kar dunga. I will forgive your entire sins today. These are the announcement from angel who sent from Allah for this ummah. Not the past ummah. This is the given only for this ummah. On 8th day, they are announcing. That's mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why he was changing the both way. Coming time that he get dua of these angels and he get dua of the other angels also from both way. According to another narrator, they mentioned Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was changing the way. Why? Because each and every person want to see the face of Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why he was changing the way, that these side people also, they can greet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and other side they can visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. Who doesn't want the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? While he's passing through the streets, People were watching his face and they were getting happy. Special the Sahaba were coming to visit him. Why? They were saying, sometime we are hungry and we were watching the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah was filling our stomach. They had so much love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I was telling you that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made the body of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and he showered for 39 days the rain of sadness, gum, hum, worries upon him. And just for one day, only happiness. So that means the sadness, days of sorrows in our life is more than our happiness. Ye bachcha paida hota hai. The parents worries about his talim. To teach, to send his school, then college, then this, then that. And after that, when he grew up, he's worried to get married. When he married, now he got children. He's worried about his own children now. When they grow up, now he's worried to make them, get them married. And when they grow up, subhanallah, this is the age of fathers, like 65, 70, 75. And Allah says, Alhaakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. The time of the graveyard now to go and see, the visit the grave. This is our life. And if you make effort in these times, Khudaya Paak ki kasam, apni aulaad ki tarbiyat sab kuch karne ke baad, tum dunya se jaoge. Allah Ta'ala kabar mein jaati, Allah Ta'ala azab se bacha leta hai. Ye tu bahut hi takleef utha kar, you are fulfilling my commandments also. You are fulfilling the sunnah of my beloved Nabi also. And you were fulfilling the rights of your children also. You was earning halal money for them. You had so much worries. And you came to me. But remember one thing. As a person grow up, as a person getting old and old, his Prophet says two things become more younger. Aadmi jitna buda hota hai, do cheez uski jawan ho jati hai. Become strongest in his life. Burape mein. Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate hain, Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, do cheez uski jawan hoti hai jab ye bura hota hai. Ek desire, khaishat, desire. Number two, the greediness of wealth, mal ki muhabbat, the love of the wealth. These two things. I'm not saying, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he says, if Allah give him one valley of the wealth, he is going to cry. He's going to worries for second one. I've got one shop. I want to open the second one. I want to open the third one. I've got one factory. The second one. The third one. He gets greedy and greedy and greedy. Prophet ﷺ says, his stomach is not going to get filled. Only the sand of the grave will fill his stomach. Kabar mein jaise jayega, tab uska pet bharega, varna duniya mein in do cheezon mein kabhi uska pet bharne wala nahi hai. So in this dunya, there is so much sadness. Days will come upon us, worries upon worries, takleep, difficulty upon difficulties, the sadness upon sadness, sorrows upon sorrows. At that time, person had the sabr and patience. Allah says in the Quran Karim, innama yuwaffas sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. He did not forget his Allah. He did not forgotten his Allah. He fulfilled the commands of Allah. 5 times daily salah in his life. Throughout of his full whole life, he was punctual in his 5 times salah. And he was saving himself from guna. And he fulfilled all the commands of Allah. For example, the month of Ramadan, the fasting, fasting of the Ramadan, he fulfilled that. That's why Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, the Eid is not for that person who wearing the nice clothes. Eid is for that person who fulfilled the commands of Allah, meaning fasting, who fast in the month of Ramadan. Eid is not for that person who wear a beautiful clothes, very expensive clothes. He mentioned the Eid is for that person who's wearing today the clothes of the taqwa. What Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattakun. That if you fast in the month of Ramadan, then Allah will give you the taqwa, the God-fearing, the taqwa, this life of taqwa. When Allah gives, that person becomes slowly the wali of Allah, and that is the wishes of Allah, that you get taqwa, you become my friend. And the person who got two things, he become wali of Allah. I am not saying, Allah says, ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Two things, if you want to become wali of Allah, you want that there'll be no sorrow and sadness when you leave this dunya, and there'll be no fear in your grave and the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah, then you have to bring two things in our life. Number one, alladhina amanu, to believe in Allah, and wakanu yattakun, become muttaki, become bring the good God fearing in our heart. That person is called wali of Allah. And that's why Allah says in the month of Ramadan, I'm chaining the shaitan for you special. You will never ever see in any hadith that Allah chained in the Muharram or in a Safar, in a Rabiul Awwal, in Rabiul Aqal, in any other months beside the month of Ramadan. Authentic hadith. He says, Futihat Abwabul Rahma, Futihat Abwabul Jannah of a Rivaya. Tisri Rivaya, the third Rivaya, Futihat Abwabul Maghfira. I'm closing the door of Jahannam today for whole month, the month of Ramadan. And also the further he mentioned, وَغُلِّكَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. I'm going to chain the shaitan that don't trouble you. There'll be no excuse for you in the month of Ramadan. The shaitan is troubling me, or the desire is troubling me. Allah says, because of fasting, your desire is under your control. Because of fasting, your desire under your control, and shaitan been chained now. You come towards me, fast according to my commands. Inshallah, I will give you taqwa. This is the help of Allah. And Allah says, not only that much, I'm commanding that the angel of this dunya, angels of the heavens, I'm telling them that you must raise your hand and say Ameen on the dua of fasting people. Also the animals, the birds, the animal of the bahar, meaning on the land and in the sea, the each and every animals are making dua of forgiveness for me, for you, for entire believers, those who fast in the month of Ramadan. Those who fast in the month of Ramadan. If you fast in the month of Ramadan, wallah, Prophet says that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promise, today, if they comes in the masjid to perform their Eid Salah, kumu magfuran lakum. Today, when you finish your Eid Salah, you're leaving this masjid as you will be born today from your mother, that there'll be no sin upon you. No sin. Alhamdulillah. We were fasting in the month of Ramadan. Now, the question only after Ramadan until the next Ramadan. The first question, are you sure that you're going to get at the next Ramadan? No. That's the question. You're going to live in this dunya until the next Ramadan? There were so many people who used to sit here. Today they are not present here. They are sleeping in the graveyard, in the cemetery road. They're sleeping in the grave. Subhanallah. They're not here. Are you sure that you're going to live till the next Ramadan? No.
And the second thing, did that fast of Ramadan, did we change our life or not? Did we make intention from today that I am out, the shaitan is out today. Shaitan is out today. Door of Jahannam is open today. Everything. Did you make intention? Ki aaj ke baad se ab main pura irada, pakka irada, strong promise kar leta hoon ki ab main guna nahi karunga. It's a very, very beautiful day today. Allah's angels every way. You make firm intention today. Hey Allah, jaise Ramzan mein, how I protect myself from guna. Hey Allah, pura saal, main guna se apne aap ko bachaunga. Amin kaho. We have to try. Help from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. If Prophet ﷺ says, Atani yamshi, if you walk towards me, ataitu kaharwala, I will run towards you. I will help you. But you make firm intention first. You make firm intention that I am not going to disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you're going to try the best way that you're not going to disobey Allah ta'ala. Then Allah's help will come in our life. This is the taqwa. This is a taqwa. And for that person, Allah says, I will grant him, I will give him not one jannah, two jannah. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Those who had the fear of Allah, they standing in front of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, there was, what is the meaning of what Allah says? مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ مِنْ. Allah did not say, don't commit sin, I will give you two jannah. No. If I stand in front of my father, I'm standing in front of my mother, do I will commit sin? Why? Because the greatness of my father in my heart. Mere baap ke samne main guna karu. Achha ladka hoga wo kabhi baap ke samne guna kara nahi karega. Maa ke samne guna nahi karega. Allah kehte hai, if you had the fear of Allah, to wherever you are, even you can see or not, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but you know the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is in your heart. According to that, if you save yourself from guna, then I will give you the two jannat on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. His abode is jannat al-ma'wa. His abode is jannat. تو آج سے نیت تو کرو نا انشاءاللہ کہ ہم شیطان کے فرینڈ نہیں بنیں گے. کس کے بنیں گے؟ کس کے بنیں گے؟ بہت اچھا دین ہے, فرشتے سب جگہ موجود ہیں, میرے نبی کا فرمان ہے. ہم انٹینشن کرو, we must make firm intention, we are not going to be a friend of شیطان, we are going to be friend of اللہ تعالیٰ. And make dua also in your heart, you know, slowly slowly, that Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ, you make my heart, give me the firmness, my heart, strong heart, that I can fulfill the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. I can walk on the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. I can fulfill your commands, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Main tere raaste par chalta rahun. Isliye Allah ne farmaya, I am washing your guna and sins in the month of Ramadan. Already your heart is changed. Your heart becomes softened now. Now we have to turn Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's so easy. Because Allah says, there'll be no excuse. You cannot tell me on the day of Qiyamah, no, I didn't have help. Allah says, I did. I gave you. I changed the shaitan. Maine shaitan ko bhi ban kar diya. Maine jahannam ko bhi ban kar diya. And I gave you for 30 days fasting to control your desire. Now you can carry on your life. Kehte hain, driving seek rao, to kisi ki madad saath mein hoti hai. So when you learn, then you don't have to get anybody's support, you can drive yourself. Allah ne pura mahina hame sikha diya ke dekho, you control your desire also, alhamdulillah, and the shaitan was changed now, alhamdulillah. Ab tumhara kaam hai to walk on the straight path, walk on the straight path. We don't know we're going to be here for next Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala مجھے اور آپ کو, ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. بہت آہستہ بول رہے ہیں, اندر میں چھپا ہوا نہیں ہونا چاہیے. کلیئرلی میں سے, انشاءاللہ فرام ٹوڈے وی آر میکنگ فرم انٹینشن, وی نو گوئنگ ٹو کمٹ سین, سے انشاءاللہ. اینڈ اف میک مسٹیکس, دا وے دا ڈور از اوپن, واٹ یو ہیو ٹو ڈو, کم ٹوز اللہ, 2 رکعت صلاۃ التوبہ, and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgiveness. Allah farmate hai, till the day of Qiyamah, the door of Tawbah is open. Come towards me. Come towards me. I will forgive you. Your sister, your mother, your brother, they cannot open the door for you. Oh, don't come to my janazah also. And don't come to my door also. And don't talk to me. Allah says, 24 hours, my door is open. You come to me, I will forgive you. Hai na? Allah paak, hum sab ko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Safe bana lo.